2 years, move them up. If projects are showing up on the list for the first time, like the Marshfield interchange, and it's $30 million.
Didn't you say on the Hollister one that you already have engineering down?
We've got the preliminaries, engineering, the cost estimates and the preliminary design and all that. We haven't went to construction or right-of-way plans yet. Aside from that, we do have that, yes.
Has anybody ever said there's been any engineering done on the three-line, three-four side?
I can't answer that. I don't know if anybody...
Have you mentioned the meetings or something?
Yeah, it's been very little. I think there's actually still a map up there. Several years ago, we submitted it for a target.
Last time you didn't know it.
It's drawn on a piece of paper with plan view, not to any level.
Okay, so there's a proposal to make the number one priority business route 65 from roundabout and Hollister to 65 interchange. Capacity improvements. Any objections? No. Okay, so that one will be our number one. Again, we've still got the 160 capacity improvements from Y to Casey here in Forsyth, or another high priority was mentioned further down, number 8, capacity improvements on Route 76 at Lakeshore Drive. Do we want to move that to number 2 or 160 in Forsyth?
Jason, I think you better leave 160 in Forsyth up there, number 2, and then Lakeshore number 3.
Okay. The next one on the list would be what was originally item, well, number 5 we said we would lower, so let's skip on down. Number 7 we also said it would be lower. Number 9, realign and widen on Route 248 from High Road to Shepherd of the Hills, which includes signalized intersections at the T intersections.
I think we should probably move the Rockway up to 4.
Okay.
Yeah. And then probably the again, something that's probably more easily to do would be the Point Reyes intersection at 6. Fall Creek at 7 because of safety concerns. Probably won't happen though. 160 and 248.
Intersection at 160 and 248. Number
8.
8.
And then the extension of your High Road 9 and 10.
Okay, so let me read what I've got. Our number one priority would be capacity improvements on Business 65 from Roundabout and Hollister to the 65 interchange. Number 2 would be the capacity improvements on 160 from Y to Casey Road in Forsyth. Number 3, capacity improvements on Route 76 at Lakeshore Drive. 4 is intersection improvements at Route 160 and Rockaway Beach. Item number 5 would be realign and widen on Route 248 from High Road to Shepherd of the Hills, including signalized intersections. Number 6 would be one that we added, intersection improvements at Point Royale and 165. 7 is intersection improvements at 165 and Fall Creek Road. 8 is intersection improvements at 160 and 248. 9 would be High Road extension, and 10 would be the next High Road extension.
On the Lakeshore Drive one, you have capacity improvements. I'd put slash safety.
Yeah, I got that noted.
Okay, so probably same thing with... Rockaway's got traffic safety. Okay.
Okay. Let's move on real quickly to the freight and rail section. This was, in 2014, was the first time that MoDOT asked this to be a separate category. So we're looking at, these are, looks like two rail projects and then some truck parking. The first one is Route 86 to the airport, having a rail connection. Number 2 is Route 65, to the industrial park for rail spur and road connection. Number three is on Route 65, at Route 65 and 86 for some truck parking, and then truck parking as well on Route 160 at 65 and 160. Any issues with any of those four? Do we want to leave the list the same? Same prioritize?
I think so.
We have a lot of options in the mill, and there's some very definitive layout work planning that's already been done for a transload facility.
That's what I was about to.
The transload facility is in between those top two items there. The way you've got it rated, I'm not sure about the truck parking, but from a rail standpoint, all the options we need to leave open, I think you've got a proper statement here. And,
you know, maybe on that one where it says truck parking on 65 and 86, maybe we change that to a transload facility. I don't think there's going to be a perceptible difference in cost between the people we're talking to from the railroad and that do all of this stuff. It's just basically a parking area. But it would be co-located at the rail site rather than...
That's excellent, because the other two top items there on rail are just the connecting tracks to get to the transload facility. And we're getting fairly well along with the planning. We voted at our last meeting to put the transload facility on our list. You don't see it over on our list, but because we're so far along with it, it didn't be before the end of the year. Rick is working on an update to the list, and it'll be on there. So that's a good suggestion. Make that third item, transload facility, spell it out exactly.
Okay. So I'm hearing we'll leave the list exactly how it is. However, we'll add to number three, and I'll put truck parking / transload facility.
We have a facility that can handle freight off the rail, off the highway, and also from the airport. That's what transload is all about.
All right. Are we good for... Mm-hmm. Freight and rail. All right. Bicycle and pedestrian. We had number one priority in 2014 was on Route 76 from Lake Taneycomo around about Shepherd of Hills driveway, or Shepherd of Hills. That's the Complete Streets project. That sounds like it's already being done, so we might be able to remove that project as we did from the road and bridge. Number two is on George Drive, from George Drive to College of the Ozarks. Adding sidewalks.
Where's George Drive at? You of all people should know where George Drive is.
This room doesn't.
Let the record show that.
Let
the record show that the city administrator from Hollister doesn't know where George Drive is in Hollister.
Let him state unequivocally, it's not in the incorporated city limits of Hollister.
Oh, so the commissioner should know where it's at.
That's what I'm saying, or road bridge or somebody, not me.
Huh? I don't know where Georgia Drive is. Hey, they also had Sluice. They also had Sluice Hauler, so
yeah.
Maybe we're...
You know what that is? That isn't... What I believe that to be is... a connection from your place, Brandon, to
would it be
okay,
would it be Gage? Would it be Gage Drive as opposed to?
Would be Birch Street.
Oh,
Birch. College has been death on getting that on the list.
Well, one of our big concerns that we've had that we can't get anything done on is lighting at the intersection right there in front of C of O. Some lights. Mm-hmm. Where you can actually see pedestrians walking, because there's no here. Pretty, hopefully it never happens, but a student's going to get hit one of these days. And so we've been with Beth Schaller. I know that I've talked with Mr. Ziegenfuss, Mr. Keeter at C of O. We've all talked about doing cost shares and different things, trying to get it done, and we just can't get any.
But from C of O, there's a great deal of foot traffic that goes to the other side of the interchange.
They go down to Walgreens.
Yeah. Medical and all that.
So, yeah, they go to the McDonald's and the stuff there, Taco Bell, they go
so
to Walgreens.
There is a pretty high pedestrian need between College of the Ozarks
and Birch.
Let's say Birch Street on Business 65. And that's all on the system. So that's why that this makes sense. So I'm not sure about George.
Who knows? So I'm hearing we're changing that to be on Business 65 to include sidewalks from Birch Street to College of the Ozarks and include improved lighting at the intersection?
Yes.
Okay.
And we'll note that there could be some cost sharing there with the college, county, and city, maybe. I said maybe.
Maybe.
Okay. Item number 3 is on Route 165 from 76 to 265, adding bicycle and pedestrian accommodations. I don't imagine that would be a bike lane and or sidewalks.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out where that 76-265, that'd be the...
Yeah.
I mean, is there separate money set aside for that, or is it...
Potentially, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, item number 4 is on Route BB for sidewalk improvements in Hollister.
Those are under construction.
Yeah, so that's being done.
Okay. So I'll remove item number 4. Number 5, Route 76. Looks like bicycle and pedestrian accommodations on...
Yeah, on this new bridge right here. Yeah, I was thinking the state said that they weren't doing it. And
the new bridge was not built for a pedestrian way. Right. The old bridge was built for the pedestrian way.
Yeah. And there's not going to be any pedestrian on either side of it. So you're going to be wasting money to put a sidewalk on for...
What might...
So remove number 5?
It's going to be the bridge to nowhere. If you put sidewalks over to the new bridge, see, when you get to the roundabout, there's no way across the roundabout. And we still have people that persist in walking on the new bridge, and there's a 2-foot clear space for vehicle mirrors and things to go by. It's not a very good idea to walk. So the old bridge is made for all that. Now, connectivity... At the lower level, Long Street and along there, just making sure you can get from Long Street up to the old bridge. It's not easy. You have to walk in the street some, and there's some of that stuff. I don't know if that makes any sense. The railroad tracks, the crossing at Long Street, there's no pedestrian way to get you through that so that you can go from the lower level to the upper level. Once you get to the lower level, there's sidewalks at Branch Landing. That would be the only thing that would be a problem. That's why people walk on the new bridge, because they don't want to walk just in the street and go up Long Street.
What they're talking about on this one is the Forsyth Bridge, the 116-76.
You're saying there's going to be no walking.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, you're talking about the Branson Hollister.
Yeah.
Yeah, this on the list is the this is the E76 160, and there's not going to be any walking across that either. There shouldn't be any sidewalks going across there because there's no sidewalk on either side of it.
So if people walk across, they just walk on the edge of the street or the bridge, because they do walk it. They walk across there.
Jan is the pedestrian walker lady. You can credit her with being able to get people across Lake Pantacoma.
So even regardless of whether there are sidewalks connected on either end of the bridge, when the new bridge is constructed, would it be ideal to have accommodations factored into it?
MoDOT's already said no.
Right.
In the commission meetings.
Okay.
Been that thing in April, so I don't think it's going to do any good to have on the list.
Probably not.